I did have another one, if you don't mind. We heard a couple of commenters, express the concern that if you allow this, waste mine, let me get these terms, get the mine waste unit, wet mine waste unit, if I get that correct, during operation, that there's no way that's ever going to be, transferred into a dry storage situation at the time of closure. And I'm going by, I've read a lot, we've been through a lot, and I'm kind of going by memory here, but my memory indicates that in order to get a permit, in order to have the license to open the mine, there's going to need to be some sort of plan that indicates this is how we're going to do that. We're going to do it, this is when we're going to do it, and this is how we're going to do it. So question one is, I wanted to confirm that that is in fact true, and that if they don't provide a plan that's adequate, that they're not going to get a license. The second would be is if at some point through the mine operation or at closure, we've heard these concerns of a company going bankrupt or not living up to their obligations, would then the financial assurance mechanism kick in and the state could use the funds of financial assurance funds in order to do that as part of a closure plan or a remediation plan?
Sure, I'll...
Thanks. That's a two-part question.
Exactly.
With respect to the wet mine waste units, so you have trouble with the two, it's real important to remember we're not talking about depositing and leaving 40 or 60 million tons of waste rock there. The regulations require contemporaneous reclamation. So I don't think it's fair to portray it as leaving this huge quantity, although certainly it can be sizable. There's one tool that somebody can use while they're temporarily storing waste rock before they are contemporaneously reclaiming it. Just a tool. With respect to financial assurance, that is correct. The financial assurance provisions, which really are intended to cover any conceivable situation, do in fact are require sufficient financial assurance through the reclamation operation, under the mine plans, it's closure. And what we've done is taken it a step further to try to address what everybody seems to know what a worst case scenario is, although no one's actually defined it. A situation where we have failure of and leakage of materials. So it's taking it a step well beyond what our existing rules have.
And I'm providing you with a short summarized answer on that. The answer to both of your questions is yes, that they're required to submit a closure plan as part of the permit application. And if they cannot sufficiently demonstrate that they have a plan in place that will enable them to adequately and comprehensively address the requirements for closing those wet mine waste units, they would not be able to obtain the permit. And if they were able to make adequate demonstration, did obtain a permit, and then down the road became insolvent or bankrupt, that is the design of the financial assurance requirements, is that therefore those monies would be made available only to the state and could not go back to that entity in order for us to do the work that they were supposed to do.
Thank you.